This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. Indian Armed Forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan this morning. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learned that an air defense system in Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said Indian response has been in the same domain with the same intensity as Pakistan. Now we go over live to our correspondent, Bhupendra. Bhupendra, what is the latest update you have for us?
Vishek, the Indian Armed Forces have launched a targeted strike on Pakistan air defense radar and system in a strong retaliatory response to a series of drone and missile attacks carried out by Pakistan last night. And this was in response to Pakistan's attempt to engage a number of military targets in northern and western India using drones and missiles. And these were successfully neutralized by the integrated counter-US grid and air defense system. The debris of these attacks is now being recovered from a number of locations that proved the Pakistani attack. Besides, Pakistan has increased the intensity of its unprovoked firing across the line of control using mortar and heavy caliber artillery in Jammu and Kashmir. And due to Pakistani firing, 16 innocent lives have been lost, including 3 women and 5 children. And in retaliation, India was compelled to respond to bring mortar and artillery fire from Pakistan to a halt. A day after carrying out an airstrike on 9 terrorist camps in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Kashmir under Operation Sindoor, the armed forces neutralized air defense system in Lahore. And Abhishek, India has already retreated that any attack on military target in India will invite suitable response. And Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that Operation Sindoor was carried out with precision, and this was made possible because armed forces had high quality equipment. And Defense Minister's statement clearly shows that country is equipped with niche defense technology and it is capable of carrying out any kind of attack. And Ministry of External Affairs will hold a special briefing at 5:30 p.m. this evening.
Thank you, Bhupendra, for that latest update. Now we have Major General Bipin Bakshi for his expert comments. General Bakshi, what is your take on the latest developments?
Yeah, so these round two, as I am calling it in my local parlance, round one was very clear. We were able to achieve our targets.
Mm-hmm.
In round two, Pakistan tried to retaliate, but the multi-layer defense which we have set up over the years, we have made sure that they were not able to hit any of their targets. Multiple targets mentioned on our side, Avantipur, Pathankot, right down to Bhuj and Nal. We were able to intercept all their missiles and their drones. And since they have upped the ante now, see, we only hit the terror targets.
Mm-hmm.
They have tried to hit military targets. So therefore, now we have also hit a few military targets, that is primarily the radars.
Right.
And you need to understand that taking down their radars along the chain make it that much easier for us if there is a round three.
Right. Thank you, Major General Bakshi, for your expert comments. Well, moving on, Defense Minister Rajnath Singh has said that under Operation Sindoor, 9 terrorist camps were destroyed and a large number of terrorists were killed. Speaking at the National Quality Conclave in New Delhi today, Mr. Singh congratulated country's armed forces for the action, courage and valor they displayed. He said the way the armed forces destroyed terror camps in Pakistan and POK is a matter of pride for the country.
जो शौर्य और पराक्रम दिखाया है उसके लिए मैं हृदय से बधाई देता हूं। पाकिस्तान और पीओके में जिस तरह से हमारी आर्म्ड फोर्सेस ने टेरर कैंप्स को नष्ट नाबूद किया है वो हम सबके लिए एक गौरव का विषय है। आप सभी नेशनल क्वालिटी कॉन्क्लेव का आयोजन या आपका चल रहा है, क्वालिटी की क्या भूमिका होती है, यह क्या रोल अदा करती है, इसका नमूना हमने कल देखा। जिस प्रेसिजन के साथ यानी जिस सटीकता के साथ ऑपरेशन सिंदूर एग्जीक्यूट किया गया वह अनइमेजिनेबल है, बहुत ही सराहनीय है। में 9 टेररिस्ट कैंप्स तबाह हुए और अच्छी खासी संख्या में आतंकी मारे गए। जिस तरह से इस ऑपरेशन को किसी भी इनोसेंट को नुकसान पहुंचाए बिना मिनिमम कोलेटरल डैमेज के साथ अंजाम दिया गया वह इसलिए संभव हो पाया क्योंकि हमारे फॉर्मिडेबल एंड प्रोफेशनली ट्रेन्ड आर्म्ड फोर्सेस के पास इक्विपमेंट भी हाई क्वालिटी के थे।
Around 90 flights from and to Delhi Airport have been cancelled from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. today. Around 33 arriving and 46 departing domestic flights at the Indira Gandhi International Airport have been cancelled. 5 departing and 6 arriving international flights were also cancelled. And that is the end of this news bulletin.